From Texas Public Radio, this is Texas Matters, a weekly radio news magazine that looks at the issues, events, and people in the Lone Star State. Today on Texas Matters, massive AI data centers in Texas and their hunger for electricity and incredible thirst for water.
Yeah, so these data centers are very water hungry and power hungry.
Support for this podcast of Texas Matters comes from Texas Mutual Insurance Company. By investing in local communities and rewarding policyholders for prioritizing safety, they are building a more resilient Texas. More at texasmutual.com/texansgetit. Texas Mutual. Texans get it.
This is Texas Matters from Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies, and with me in the studio is TPR's Vice President of News, Dan Katz.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, Dan. I wanted to talk today about AI, the development of artificial intelligence.
Sure. AI computers are getting smarter, and we've been hearing about how they're going to take all our jobs. And there are some scary predictions out there. We can expect major disruptions to the economy and to society in as soon as 5 years.
Absolutely. This is the biggest thing in the world right now. There was that AI 2027 report that came out recently forecasting the development and evolution of self-improving artificial general intelligence and how that could take over the world over the next 5 years. But we're not going to talk about that right now. It's not clear where humanity fits into that world. It's either going to be a utopia or a dystopia.
Utopia or dystopia, it sounds like a podcast that we could write about the topic. So is that what we're going to talk about today?
No, that's not what we're going to be doing. We ought to be talking about that, but we're going to have to focus on a little sliver of the conversation, what Texas is doing with the development of these massive AI data centers like Project Stargate.
Chevron 7 is locked.
Not that Stargate from science fiction TV, but the world's largest AI center that's now under construction in Abilene. This is a big priority for the Trump administration. Here's Donald Trump in January, not long after being sworn in, making the announcement for Project Stargate.
Together, these world-leading technology giants are announcing the formation of Stargate. So put that name down in your books, because I think you're going to hear a lot about it. In the future, a new American company that will invest $500 billion at least in AI infrastructure in the United States and very, very quickly, moving very rapidly, creating over 100,000 American jobs almost immediately. This monumental undertaking is a resounding declaration of confidence in America's potential under a new president. Let me be a new president. I didn't say it. They did. So I appreciate that, fellas, but it'll ensure the future of technology. What we want to do is we want to keep it in this country. China is a competitor and others are competitors. We want it to be in this country, and we're making it available. I'm going to help a lot through emergency declarations because we have an emergency. We have to get this stuff built.
Trump is all in on AI development, as opposed to where President Biden was. Biden, he was aggressive on AI, but he did sign an executive order that established a comprehensive framework emphasizing safe and secure and trustworthy AI, mandating that civil rights safeguards and oversight would be in place with AI development. But on his first day in office, Trump rescinded that order, and days later, he signed a new executive order called Removing Barriers to American Leadership in Artificial Intelligence. And in July, Trump unveiled the America's AI Action Plan. This framework document is all about not standing in the way of AI with concerns about safety. The administration wants to accelerate AI innovation and rapidly expand AI infrastructure. Here's a bit of Trump announcing the America's AI Action Plan.
As we gather this afternoon, we're still in the earliest days of one of the most important technological revolutions in the history of the world. Around the globe, everyone is talking about artificial intelligence. I find that too. Artificial, I can't stand it. I don't even like the name. You know, I don't like anything that's artificial. So could we straighten that out, please? We should change the name. I actually mean that. I don't like the name artificial anything, because it's not artificial. It's genius. It's pure genius. and its potential to transform every type of human endeavor and domain of human knowledge, from medicine to manufacturing to warfare and national defense. Whether we like it or not, we're suddenly engaged in a fast-paced competition to build and define this groundbreaking technology that will determine so much about the future of civilization itself. America is the country that started the AI race. And as President of the United States, I'm here today to declare that America is going to win it.
The phrase for AI now is build, baby, build. It's, of course, a riff off of drill, baby, drill, which is Trump's energy policy. The AI action plan includes over 90 recommendations, explicitly dismantling Biden-era guardrails and promoting expedited permitting for those energy-intensive data centers.
Yeah, and that brings us to Texas.
Texas is known to be a state that is very build-friendly. Not a lot of regulations, abundant land, and local incentives.
So Texas is racing to become the nation's hub for AI computing, with mega data centers breaking ground all across the state.
And the highest profile project is the Stargate campus in Abilene. It spans about 875 acres. That's an area larger than New York City's Central Park. And there are already plans for expansion. Along the I-35 corridor, Meta is constructing a hyperscale campus in Temple, a roughly 900,000-square-foot build on 400 acres, slated to finish in 2027. And in the San Antonio Hill Country area, Microsoft and other operators have built multiple data centers.
Many people are excited about the jobs that these data centers could provide, but there is a challenge there: the staggering demands for electricity and water. It's estimated that by 2030, less than 5 years from now, the state's grid will need to double in capacity in order to meet the needs in part to these data centers. And these data centers could be using about 7% of the state's water supply.
Some of the builders of the AI data centers are aware that that's a bad look for them and could be bad business to use up so much water. Microsoft, for example, is pledging to become, quote, water positive by 2030, and that means it'll replenish more water than it consumes. But those water putbacks don't have to happen where the water was drawn from, and there are issues of transparency and accountability for these water promises.
So the problem is, we're dealing with the Wild West of AI infrastructure development. Few to no regulations, partly due to the declaration that AI development is a national priority, like we saw in Trump's AI action plan. And also, this is Texas, where there are few rules for pumping groundwater.
And this is happening so fast that the state cannot keep up. And by the time that lawmakers may realize that so much of the state's water is going to support AI, it could be too late to do anything about it.
That's right, Dan. So my goal with this Texas Matters is to raise awareness that AI needs a lot of water, and we need to be proactive in planning and policy in order to get a handle on it. Thanks, Dan, for helping me break this down.
Thank you. And this is something the TPR newsroom is definitely going to have to stay on for the next few years.
To dig deeper into the question of water and AI and what it means for Texas, I spoke with Robert Mace, the Executive Director and Chief Water Policy Officer at the Meadows Center for Water and the Environment.
Yeah, so these data centers are very water hungry and power hungry. And so they need quite a bit of water. And depending where the power is coming from, you know, the power itself may increase the need for more water if that power is coming from, say, steam electric, if they're using steam to generate energy. There's a whole spectrum of how much water a data center might use. It really depends on, you know, the size of the data center, obviously. But then also, you know, what is their relationship with the water itself? The data centers that use a lot of water, a tremendous amount of water, are the ones that use evaporative cooling. And as the name suggests, you lose a lot of water through evaporation. And then as you use that water and cycle it through for multiple, you know, cooling episodes, you increase dissolved salts in that water. So at some point you have to dump that water and start with new water again. However, there are data centers that have closed systems. So what I described with evaporative cooling is an open system. It's open to the atmosphere. You get evaporative losses. a closed system is not open to the atmosphere and can be much more efficient in terms of using water. And there are some communities in the country, Phoenix is one, that disallows evaporative cooling in the city limits and requires this closed loop cooling.
It's been described that there's so much water usage by these data centers, and enough to really have an impact on the overall water consumption in the state. The data centers in Texas will consume 46 billion gallons of water in 2025. They project that by 2030, that number could rise up to 399 billion gallons, or about 7% of the total water use in Texas. That's a lot.
That's a lot of water, and quite frankly, it's a bit alarming, because we are already a state struggling with our water supplies, with the massive population growth we have, and the growth of other industries that also can be water intensive. You know, one thing that comes to mind is, like, you got to have the water to have water for cooling. And I think a lot of these data centers are going to find out that it's going to be hard to get that water. And it may simply not be available, which is probably going to force them towards, you know, the closed loop cooling that'll be, you know, far more water efficient. As you mentioned, that does still require water, but it's substantially less water than a open loop cooling system.
The idea, though, is that people don't end up surprised by the fact, like, where did our water go? They're building these centers. There's a lot of them in the planning stages right now.
You know, with this increased demand, it's almost like any economic problems. There's more people that want the water, and so it's going to drive the cost up. And a lot of times industry is willing to pay a lot more for water than, say, a municipality. And so it could cause some competition between, you know, cities, other industry, and you know, data centers.
But it also means residential areas will probably see their water bills go up.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. If water costs more, then your water bill is going to go up as well.
Could this have an impact on agriculture?
It definitely could have an impact on agriculture. You know, I know some of these data centers are proposed or are being built out in rural areas, and agriculture may find themselves in competition. Way groundwater laws in Texas, you know, a lot of it's rule of capture. So, you know, whoever has the biggest pump's going to get the water. And so, you know, that could cause some concerns. There's a big new data center proposed for the Lubbock area, I think in conjunction with Texas Tech, where they're going to use nuclear power. And if that's steam electric, and there's not a whole lot of water out there, you know, it's probably going to be groundwater. And again, that kind of puts, you know, that water use in competition with other users, municipal, farmers, you know, whoever else is using that water.
So the state does have water plans. They do not take an account for the growth of AI in Texas. We're going to see a lot of these built in Texas because this is a state where it's easy to build big things compared to other parts of the country. The fact that the state of Texas is not planning for these, is that something that you think needs to change?
Yes, I do think that needs to change. You know, perhaps it's because I'm getting older, but it seems like the world is moving faster and faster.
No, it's everybody. It's everybody.
And so it isn't as if the state, the Texas Water Development Board, is like, well, we're not going to plan for that. This is a pretty new sudden use of water, which is why it's not in the water plan. It's probably not going to be in the next water plan because, you know, the next one, it's made up of regional water plans, and those water plans, draft ones, just came out in March. So I'm pretty confident that the Water Development Board and the state will have this in future plans. But you know, it may be, gosh, 6-7 years before, you know, it shows up in a water plan. Now, you know, the locals that are having to, you know, deal with these systems going in, you know, they're having to deal with it now, and they're having to look at their portfolio of projected needs for more water, and then this gets piled on top, and it's already super stressful for these folks, particularly in the I-35 growth corridor between Austin and San Antonio.
Robert Mace is the Executive Director and Chief Water Policy Officer at the Meadows Center for Water and the Environment in San Marcos. Not all water consumption is equal. A water stress weighted metric for sustainable computing, that's the title of a recently published paper on water and AI in Hot Carbon, a workshop on sustainable computer systems. It was written by Yi Ding, a professor at Purdue University's School of Electrical and Computer Engineering. I asked her how much electricity is needed for these AI data centers.
It's huge. It's like hundreds of megawatts at least for these hyperscalers. It's huge, and it's only increasing over time.
That's about the power consumption of a moderate-sized city, right?
Yes.
Why do they need so much power?
That's a great question. So actually, a single query, you ask a question in ChatGPT, it consumes more than 10 times of energy consumption than you ask a question in Google. Because of the computation behind generative AI is more complicated than a simple search. So that's why it's more because the complexity of the computation behind the generated AI service is complicated and power hungry. And also another reason is that the generative AI runs on high advanced hardware, especially those AI accelerators such as GPUs. And the GPUs is more power hungry than traditional CPUs. So I think these are two main factors why data centers consume lots of energy.
So that would be those NVIDIA chips?
Yeah, GPUs. Yes, NVIDIA GPUs. Yeah.
When you have that much energy being used in these massive data centers, and they're like the size of football fields, very large, they also generate a lot of heat. That's also a concern.
That's correct. Yes, they generate data centers. So I'm not sure if you ever entered into a data centers. I walk into one, actually in Purdue campus, the first impression I have is it is so loud because of the cooling system. So actually the data machines generate lots of heat. And so for data centers, the cooling system actually also consumes lots of energy to make sure that the servers can run normally. So yes, so heat and cooling, these are another factor for data center energy, electricity consumption.
And to deal with the cooling, then there's a need for water.
Yes, there are different ways for cooling, and the water cooling is a mainstreaming technique for now for cooling. So, yes, so that's why water, actually data center also consumes lots of water.
And when you say consume the water, generally that means the water is not recaptured or it's gone.
Yes, yeah, that's a great question. That's a great point. So water consumption and water use, people usually think they are same, but they are actually different. So I'm talking about water consumption, and after you use that for cooling, it's gone. It's evaporated. It's just gone forever.
So how much water then are we talking about using?
Great point. I actually recently have a paper, have some numbers. So from a small, lower level, so actually you ask ChatGPT like 10 to 50 questions. Actually, it consumes 50 milliliters of water. And we also found data that one Google data center in Iowa consumed about 3.7 million cubic meters of water in a year.
We're talking about, again, the amount of water as a resource that would be used by a community.
Yes.
So when we live in a state like Texas, where we're seeing these data centers being built, that Texas is a state where water is not an infinite commodity. It's finite. As a matter of fact, it can be rather scarce. The idea that we're going to be building these data centers using a lot of electricity, we have to expand the grid to do that, but that's doable. But then also finding water for them, that's a constraint.
That's absolutely correct. You made a great point. So actually, since 2022, two-thirds of new U.S. data centers are located in high water stress regions like Texas and Arizona. So I know that OpenAI and Google and some Bitcoin mining companies, they are all investing heavily in Texas to build data centers. And Texas is actually a relatively high water stress region. So actually it's very intensive, because people also need water to live.
We need water to live. We need water to grow crops, agriculture.
Yes.
And the idea that we have a limited supply of water, therefore we're dipping into a well someone else may be getting less water. So that's the issue.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. I think the water consumption impact of computing has been still underexplored. And both the research community and the policymakers should consider more the water impact, water dimension in terms of computing.
Every time you ask a query to something like ChatGPT, that you're using about like a cup of water or a bottle of water.
Yeah. Yes, I know that number. I know where that number from.
So that's a real thing.
Yes, that's a real thing. Like I mentioned, you can calculate that. You can calculate that, and it consumes more water than Google search because the computation behind it is more complex.
Yi Ding is a professor at Purdue University School of Electrical and Computer Engineering. Her research focuses on AI sustainability. Kenneth Fleischman is at the University of Texas at Austin. He's a professor in the School of Information, and he works on ethical development of AI. He says Central Texas is seeing a boom in AI mega data centers development, and he says this could have its pros and cons.
Certainly, the expansion of data centers provide economic opportunities for the state of Texas and its residents. So there are going to be a lot of jobs that will be available, and a lot of broader economic development that can follow these data centers. So there are lots of reasons to be excited about these prospects. At the same time, of course, data centers do have water and electricity needs that need to be factored in. So I think it's important to make sure that we can meet the water and electricity needs of the data centers while at the same time meeting the water and electricity needs of the residents of the state of Texas. So that's really important to balance. That's probably going to mean strengthening our electrical grid. Certainly with recent natural disasters, we've had challenges with both electricity and water delivery to residents of the state of Texas. And adding these additional needs for data centers is just going to amplify and intensify the need to have strong infrastructure to serve both the data centers and the needs of the residents of the state of Texas.
We're going to do this. This is necessary, or at least it seems to be, for national security and the way the world is going. And we need AI, and we need to help it, you know, do whatever it's going to do. But let's be smart about it. Let's figure out what those needs are going to be, and then start preparing for that. We don't want to be snookered by not considering these needs. Is that right?
Yeah, we need to be smart and we need to be proactive. So it's really important that we're learning about what these needs would be and able to meet the needs before we wind up behind the eight ball and it's too late. So we need to make sure that we're aware of what capacity is necessary and able to meet that capacity, and that we're building the electrical and water infrastructure and resources in real time to keep up with the needs. I think it's been a real challenge in Central Texas in particular for roads to keep up with the growth of population boom in Austin and many other cities in Central Texas. And we don't want to wind up in a similar situation. We often, with technology, it's not as carefully regulated as, say, a new pharmaceutical is going to go through years of double-blind clinical trials before it's put out on the market. With technology, the rate of advance is almost exponential and almost unavoidable. And the question is, can our research and our capacity keep up with that? So we don't want to wind up in a situation where, like with social media, that we realize years later the impacts that it's had on elections worldwide and the, you know, societal implications and impacts with cyberbullying that horrendously leads to teenage suicides and very adverse outcomes like that. It's important that we're ahead of these potential outcomes and that we're anticipating them and we're taking steps to mitigate and avoid them entirely. So we want to make sure that we have the capacity. And I think overall with AI, we want to make better predictions of what the future holds and make sure that we're leveraging AI to build a better society.
So the good news is Texas can generate more power, but we can't really generate more water. And typically when we talk about these issues, water is the secondary consideration, or it really should be the first. And so according to what I've read, an average mid-sized data center uses about 300,000 gallons of water a day. That's about the use of 1,000 homes. These larger data centers are going to be using about 5 million gallons a day. They need this water to cool these centers because, you know, electricity, the CPUs, they generate a lot of heat. And so where's all that water going to be coming from? And it's lost water because they evaporate that water.
It's a really important consideration. It's a really important question that we should be asking as these data centers are being built or even before the data centers are built. You could think of it as a kind of pay for idea that we certainly should be able to have the resources in terms of both electricity and, yes, absolutely water, in order to be able to support and sustain data centers on this scale. So I certainly hope that those that planning is being made. Maybe there are things that we can do to be more efficient in our use of water in other ways. But, I mean, many parts of Texas are in various drought conditions right now. Many of our water reserves are dwindling. So it's an important consideration, definitely in Texas. Nationwide and worldwide, it's becoming an increasingly important consideration is the limited amount of fresh drinkable water and how to make sure that we, I mean, as important as the economic development that comes from AI is, it can't be at the sacrifice and at the cost of residents of the state of Texas. We have to make sure that we're meeting the water needs both of the data centers and residents of the state of Texas.
Kenneth Fleischman is a University of Texas at Austin professor in the School of Information. That's it for this edition of Texas Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm David Martin Davies. Email us at texasmatters@tpr.org. There are past Texas Matters episodes at tpr.org, and you can find us wherever you get cool podcasts. And tune in again next week for another edition of Texas Matters from Texas Public Radio.